you're just one. You're trying to one in the guys in, dude.
I tried to one in the guys with Kurt Metzger when I was in L.A. and it sucked so
bad. You're one of the guys in.
I tried to one of the guys in, and I felt like such a dumb bitch. We're standing there, and I was like, "So, dude, I forgot about this.
My God.
Oh, it's giving me anxiety now."
Starting a so.
I'm standing next to him. Oh my God! And I was a little fucked up. It was after the shows, and we're all out front, and I was just like, "So, like, are you working on a new special?" And he was like, "What? No." And then, like, kept walking away. And I was like, "Fuck! Oh, fuck! Why would I ever ask that,
dude? Thinking
why would I ask that?
It is so. I mean, I would say like this is only in stand up, but it's not, because when I worked in that real estate office in college, the dude would come in. The guy who owned it, once a week, he would walk in on Fridays. He would come up from New York or come down from New York, go to the Philly office, and just walk by the floor. And everyone's like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, that's Mr. Jacogin. Oh, that's Mr.
It's him."
They're like, "Dude, you want to set up?" And I'd watch people try to like break the ice. And he literally, I think I said this before, he would only talk to someone who closed the deal. Nice. So if you didn't close the deal, he wouldn't acknowledge your presence. But his sister worked next to me. So she would be like, "I can, like, if you want to say hi, I can have you say hi." And I'd be like, "I don't fucking give a fuck." But I'd watch people literally do that.
Take the shot,
dude. And it was like, that was when I went up to him at the Christmas party. They got me all fucking drunk. And I bought him a rose and was like, "That's for you, baby." And there he was just like, "What the fuck is this?"
You bought your boss a rose at the Christmas party?
Well, I was talking to his wife the whole night, and I was like, "I fucking love smoking weed." I was talking to his wife about like weed. This was like, I was like 23. It's like my, or no, I was like,
oh, okay.
21. Right. This is my internship.
Okay.
So I was working in this office. I quit, literally. I quit after the Christmas party, but then I remember I was just like, I was drinking tequila.
You
and
showed
I'm like,
your ass at the Christmas party.
Dude, they were giving me shots of tequila, and I'm like, "Yo, I don't think you guys understand. Like, I can't have this." And they're like, "Ah, you'll be fine." The execs were like, "You got it." And I was like, all right.
Yes.
Dude, so these guys were all coked the fuck up and shit.
Hell like, yeah.
Adderalls and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Watching dudes coked up in a business meeting is the funniest fucking thing. Like, they'd be like, Jacogin would come give a keynote, and he would come down and be like, "Dude, the company was the dumbest, made no fun. I don't understand how any of this worked." Because they would maybe close like one deal a year. So the whole thing was they were trying to buy apartment buildings for like millions of dollars less than it was worth. So they had a bunch of interns calling, pretending to be like real property people, like real estate people, being like, "Saw the property, assessed it. We're interested in putting in an offer. One of our partners," and they'd be like, "Yeah, we're in Kansas City. Like, when did you look at it?" Like, "Oh, I looked at it." So you would just lie. But if you had all these interns, eventually you would find like someone who, like, you know, their parents died, they inherited it, they didn't know what to do with it, and they'd sell it to this guy. So like, this whole operation would go for like to get like one. If they closed one, they'd be like sick, because they would make like $2 million and then make a bunch of money, you know, in residuals as going on with like the rents and shit. So it was like only one person ever would do it. So it was like an office of people just completely fucking off the entire time.
Yeah.
And when I was like talking to his wife about it, I was like, "Mushrooms are so fucking sick." And she was like, she was actually like kind of drunk, like, "Yeah, it's pretty tight." And we're talking.
Were you trying to bang? She was
hot. For sure. She was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
I was fully openly flirting with her, and then like I bought her husband a rose. And I was like, "That's for you, dude."
I would have cut your fucking head off, dude.
Fucking hammered on tequila, dude.
Still talking to your wife, and then you talking to a guy's wife, and then buying him a rose, and being like, "Here you go, bud." I'd be like, "All right, well,
who the fuck is this guy?
He never works again."
And then I went in like 2 weeks later. I was like, "I fucking quit. This sucks."
What the hell are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the fucking corporate lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
When I was younger, me and my friend both interviewed for Susquehanna Investments. It's like not a mutual fund, but some sort of private equity firm, whatever the hell they're called. And so he got invite to come, like, actual, like, to apply for the job, and I didn't get it after like two rounds. I didn't want the old boy crunching the numbers deal on the stock market.
Yeah, I can understand.
I had a whole interview process, and they were like,
"You're being there, like, we need to invest in the United Arab Emirates space program."
When they told me, I was like doing this math test, and they were like asking questions and all this like other trivia, and I'd be like, I'd answer, and they'd be like, "Uh huh." In my head, I'm like, "Dude, I can't believe I'm getting all these right." Then the last question, they're like, "If there's two trains, one's leaving Chicago, one's leaving New York. One's going 87 miles an hour, the other one's going 120, going towards each other, and there's a fly flying back and forth between them. How many trips does a fly make before they touch?" And I, like, sat there, and I was like, "Can I use a piece of paper?" And I just, like, scribbled numbers on a piece of paper, just, like, Beautiful Mind stuff.
Oh my god!
And I was like 27.4, and the guy's like, I was like, I got that right. He's like, no. I was like, fuck! I didn't get anything right.
You couldn't just be like, nobody could get that right.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
I don't know. I tried.
If I'm in a fucking interview and they ask me that, I'm like,
I tried. It's probably the trick. It's probably like
be here for 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I just totally like pretended to do it, and I was like 27.4. They're like, no.
Yeah, they probably want to find out if you're a dickhead.
Yeah, I'm a bullshitter, and they got me, dude. I was fucking feeding them. I was trying to hit them with some math.
Dude.
But, dude, so I went back to this place. So we didn't go, he got invited, and we were, like, bullshitting around. I'm like, dude, how funny would it be if I just came? Because it was, like a cocktail hour slash, like, welcome to the thing. So I actually went with them. I put on a shirt and tie and went, infiltrated.
Yeah,
and actually went to this thing. I got, they were, so they, like, gave you, it was an open bar. So, like, well, you know, we'll get you drinks, whatever you want. So I started sipping Cran vodkas. And I got fucking hammered at this thing. And then I started, but I had a written in name tag, which only the staff who worked there had. Cause I showed up and I was like, where's my name tag? And they're like, whatever, we don't have it. So I looked like I worked there. So I started walking around to like the recruits and people would ask me questions like, what do you think it's like working here? I'm like, this place sucks, dude. It was like, all right. Oh, it was fun.
Nice.
Then I told the staff, I was like, yo, I don't even work here. I'm just fucking here. And they like told everyone I had to leave.
Dude.